Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel, where we break down stocks like we're chatting over coffee about where to put your money long term. Today we're diving deep into BNY Mellon, the custody banking giant that's been quietly crushing it amid all the market noise. BNY has posted some impressive numbers lately, riding a wave of client activity and foreign exchange volumes that pushed it to record results in the second quarter. With the stock sitting near all-time highs and the broader custody bank sector looking strong, this feels like the right moment to unpack the full picture. At its core, BNY Mellon provides essential financial services like safeguarding assets, processing transactions, managing collateral, and earning interest on client balances. Founded way back in 1784, the company operates through segments focused on investment services and wealth management, serving institutions around the globe with a workforce of about 47,200 people. CEO Robin Vince has been steering a revamped commercial and operating model that's delivering broad-based revenue growth and stronger client momentum. Looking at the revenue breakdown, the bulk comes from financial services at around $10.1 billion, followed by investment advisory and management services near $3.1 billion, with a smaller slice from distribution and shareholder services. Geographically, the United States accounts for the largest chunk at about $13 billion, while EMEA brings in $4.6 billion, Asia-Pacific $1.4 billion, and other non-US regions filling out the rest. This diversified mix gives the company solid footing across mature and emerging markets. On the earnings front, BNY delivered sharply higher second quarter results, with record revenue of $5 billion plus, driven by that broad client activity and the updated business models. The company raised its full-year outlook, and key metrics like a net profit margin around 17.5% and return on equity near 19% highlight the elite profit margins that set it apart from peers. Earnings surprises have been a consistent theme, and momentum investors are taking notice. Management commentary from the earnings call emphasized the strength of the diversified business model and how technology investments are enhancing core custody and collateral activities. They highlighted broad-based revenue growth across segments and expressed confidence in navigating the complex environment through long-term innovation and client focus, while also declaring dividends that underscore the commitment to returning capital. Turning to the balance sheet, total assets reached $472 billion, with strong stockholder equity at $44 billion, and the company maintains positive free cash flow supported by operating cash flows that comfortably exceed capital expenditures. Metrics such as a price-to-earnings ratio near 18 times and a dividend yield around 1.3% paint a picture of a mature, cash-generative business with a conservative leverage profile. For the valuation setup, we're using a price-to-book model as the primary engine because it fits banks perfectly, where return on equity and book value are the real drivers rather than traditional free cash flows. Model confidence sits at high, with forward PE in a supporting role, and the approach blends these to reflect BNY's mature compounder profile in the financial services sector. The model puts fair value somewhere around $150, compared with the current price hovering near $160, so the stock is trading slightly above our rough fair value zone. What drives this are adjustments to the PB multiple, around 2.5 times to better match current book value and ROE, plus a forward PE target of 20 times that accounts for near-term EPS growth in a mature financial. Changing assumptions can move that fair value a lot, so feel free to plug in your own growth or discount rate numbers on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com to see how it shifts. On the strength side, BNY maintains positive free cash flow and elite profit margins that outshine competitors like State Street, backed by a diversified model and technology edge. Weaknesses include some sensitivity to interest rate shifts and sector beta around 1.06 that can amplify market swings. Opportunities lie in blockchain integration within traditional banking and expanding client activity in foreign exchange, while threats come from regulatory changes, ETF pricing pressure, and broader financial sector volatility. Recent performance tells a compelling story with the stock up 2.7% over the past week, 7.6% in the last month, and a robust 60% over the trailing year, outpacing much of the industry. The five-year return exceeds 230%, showing real staying power in a sector that's been charging higher on strong earnings momentum. My take is that BNY looks like a high-quality compounder worth holding for the long haul if you value stable custody banking over flashier growth names. It's trading a bit rich to the model, but the operational momentum and dividend reliability give it a margin of safety that many peers lack. I'd watch for any pullback closer to 140 or below to add aggressively, especially if client activity keeps delivering. Wrapping up, BNY Mellon stands out as a resilient player in financial services with the kind of durable advantages that reward patient investors. As always, do your own due diligence and consider how this fits your portfolio. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives, and I'll catch you in the next one.